So this is Steven Wright, and I am writing for World Muay Thai Magazine. In the December issue, I am going to come out with my fighters who to look for the next decade, the guys who will take us into the next 10 years. I am with one of them. I am with 23-year-old, 24-year-old Errol Zimmerman, the Bone Crusher. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, training hard.
Training. So, yeah. Is this your first time training in Thailand?
No, I've been here like 4 times now. In the same gym, we have Golden Glory Pattaya. It's very nice to train here, and now we're with the whole team, so it's very nice.
Good, good. So are you excited for Korea? You guys go there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm always excited. It's always special to be by the last 16. My goal is to come to the last 8 and be the champion this year. We have to train really hard, repair really good.
Good, good. And do you have anything new that we should look for this year? You're going to pull out, you're usually all offense, you go forward, you might have some breaks, but then you explode on a guy. Glaber Fatoza, both times he fought you, he tried to play the game. Both times you brought the fight to him, and that's how you won. Are you bringing the fight this coming up Sunday?
Always, always. I always bring the fight. I bring it really hard, aggressive, and try to knock this guy out. We don't play chess. I want to finish him before you finish me.
Okay. And that's why people love K1. That mentality right there. We don't play chess. We go for the KOs. That's what it's about right there. One more question. I won't keep you long because I realize you got a big day ahead of you. Are you done with training for the day, by the way?
Yes. Today I'm finished.
So today you're finished. Mm. You just get on that flight tomorrow. Yeah. And then how many times you guys train in Korea?
I think, 2nd of October I fight. 28, 29. I come there maybe 2 times still and then take a little bit rest.
Then rest.
And then take the fight.
Okay. Well, my last question is basically to all the fans of Errol Zimmerman, what can they look forward for the next 10 years? I know that we don't know what the situation with K1 is. Some people say they're having some financial situations. Everybody knows they're not having as many events. But whether they exist or not, what can we look forward to in the next 10 years with Errol Zimmerman?
I don't care what the problem is with K1. I will promise my fans, always when I'm TV, my fights, I give them very hard fights. I give them fights they can look forward to. And I promise them for very much blood.
Thank you very much, Errol.
No problem. Yes.